to have you here, and we're sorry that Katrina's unwell, not able to join on this very special occasion, Easter Sunday morning. Well, we hope you will enjoy your worship with us this morning, and you can continue that by joining us for tea and coffee in the community hall straight after our worship this morning. There'll be a group from the band making their way to the Triangle for 5 minutes past 12, where they'll be playing some of the Easter hymns there. It's a very quiet week in the church this coming week. There's no mums and toddlers. There's no band practice. There's no songster practice. There's no memory lane. But on Tuesday, on Wednesday, Friends Together. You can't put them off. They're going to meet at 1:30 onwards on Wednesday. A date for your diary. The community prayer Zoom meeting on the 25th of April. There'll be a poster around which will give you the details how to get onto the Zoom, and that's for you to have a look. Is that 10 o'clock in the morning? Anybody know the time? 11 o'clock in the morning. So please watch out for the poster. But before that, on the 23rd of April, starting from St. John's Church, at 10 o'clock, there'll be a community prayer walk through the town, and it's going to last approximately 1 hour. So that's on the 23rd, 10 o'clock at St. John's Church. Thank you very much for listening.
Good morning. Were many of you down on the seafront at 5:45 this morning? God bless you. Thank you. Yes. As you can see, I didn't make it. I do apologize. But Christ the Lord is indeed risen today. And we celebrate his victory over death. Gemma's going to come and read for us one of the accounts of that resurrection day from Luke chapter 24.
He is risen. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared of them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that they had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else that had been there. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and several other women who had told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings. Then he went home again, wondering what had happened. Amen.
Our first song this morning is 218 in the Samishnomi songbook. If you're using your songbook, the words will appear on the screen. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Hallelujah. Sing ye heavens, thou earth reply. Hallelujah. Let's stand together and we'll sing together the first two verses, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
read with me, please, this third verse? Vain the stone, the watch, the seal. Christ, hallelujah. Christ has burst the gates of hell. Hallelujah. Death in vain forbids his rise. Hallelujah. Christ has opened paradise. Amen. Amen. Let's sing together 3, 4, and 5, please. Now, just before you sit down, I'd like you, please, to turn around in front and behind and shake the person's hand in front and behind. If you don't know them, introduce yourself and say hello this morning, please. Thank you. It's good to be able to gather with family and with friends. We belong to the body of Christ because of this day. On Good Friday, the disciples had run for the hills, and only the women and John, who the scripture says Jesus loved, were at the foot of the cross and witnessed what happened. I wonder what their celebration of the Passover and of the Sabbath would have been like. None of them expected, even though they had been told that he would rise again, to see him again. I wonder how many had made plans to go back to their old life. Well, it's been good, lads. It's now time to go back home, pick up where we dropped things off, and just get on with life. Christ doesn't allow that to happen. He doesn't want it to happen in your life and in my life. His desire is that this resurrection day, the day you met him and took him as your saviour, is the turning point in your life, where you walk in knowledge of him and his companionship. That's not to say they're not going to be difficult days. Next week we're going to be looking at one or two of the disciples whom Jesus joined on their journey. Jesus comes to join you and I on our journey. And as we come to pray this morning, there are many people, places, situations that you and I are aware of that need our prayers in these days. You've been given a sheet as you came into worship, and on one side of the sheet there are the words of God of all my days. We're going to listen as Casting Crowns sing this for us. I'm going to invite you to enter a time and attitude of prayer. The images aren't so crisp, so if you don't find it helpful to look at the screen, look at the words. Allow the words to speak to your heart this morning. And I'd invite you to be willing at the end of this song to share prayer with us. For any who would like to read a prayer from the back of the sheet, there are prayers there. Any who want to say a prayer audibly on our behalf from your own heart, that too will be most helpful. So let's spend time in prayer this morning as we listen to these words being sung for us. Thank you.
To you with my heart in pieces, and found a God with healing in his hands. I turned to you, put everything behind me, and found the God who makes all things new. I look to you, drowning in my questions, and found the God who holds all wisdom. And I trusted you and stepped out on the ocean. You caught my hand among the waves, 'cause you're the God of all my days. From you, and wandered in the shadows, and found a God who relentlessly pursues. I hid from you, haunted by my failure, and found a God whose grace still covers me. I fell on you at my weakest, and found the God, the lifter of my head. And I've worshipped you and felt you right beside me. You're the reason that I sing, 'cause you're the God of all my days. Searching, God, you are my answer. In my blindness, God, you are my vision. In my bondage, God, you are my freedom.
in my bondage. God, you are my freedom all my days.
Let's share prayer, shall we? Let's pray together. What has God laid upon your heart? Who has God laid upon your heart? Let there just be freedom and prayer in these next few moments, please. Thank you.
Father, I thank you for the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, it is good news. It is good news. We just take a moment right now to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you not only died on the cross for our sins, but you rose again from the dead.
Amen.
So that we could have victorious, overcome Christian life here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, let everyone walk in the path of that resurrection truth. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we come on this Easter morning thanking thee for revealing to us the utter cleaning and the utter rationality of the universe. We thank you this morning for your Son, Jesus, who came by to let us know that love is the most durable power in the world. Who came by to let us know that care comes to feed us, to take the sting out of the grave and death, and make it possible for all of us to have eternal life. We thank you, O God, as God grants that we will be grateful recipients of thy eternal blessings. In the name and spirit of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we will experience that newness that is available to us because of your resurrection, the resurrection of your Son, Jesus. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. And together, as a family, let's share the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing in that way. We're going to now listen as the songsters contribute to our worship this morning by singing Alive. 129 in the Samishinami songbook, if you've got your songbook. I want to give opportunity for testimony this morning on this resurrection morning of all Sundays. This should be a Sunday in which we can give thanks to God and share our joy at loving and serving Him. So 229 says, O joyful sound, O glorious hour, when Christ by His almighty power arose and left the grave. Now let our songs His triumph tell, who broke the chains of death and hell, and ever lives to save. And the chorus, He lives, He lives, I know that my Redeemer lives. Let's sing together, shall we, the first verse and chorus. Thank you. I'm going to invite you to stand as we sing the second verse and the chorus. And if you have a testimony you'd like to give, remain standing after we've sung the chorus the second time. Thank you. Second verse and chorus. Let's stand. Like to give a word to us, please remain standing. We'll get a microphone to you so we can hear you. Thank you. Right, not going to give up. There's got to be somebody who wants to give a word for the Lord this morning. Someone like to read this next verse for us? Oh, sorry, I do apologize, Gemma.
I'll just shout. Good morning. I just really want to praise God this morning for all of you here. Martin and I have been back 3.5 years now. Well, I've been back, and I've dragged him with me, as most of you know. And, Matthew has gone to my mother-in-law this week, and he was quite cross last night that he was going to have to go to a different army, what I need to say to him. But I really just want to praise God this morning for our church families here. Lots of you have given us love and encouragement, and I think over the COVID 2 years, it's been very difficult for many of us. Some of our church family haven't come back to where we are, some are worshipping elsewhere, some are still worshipping in their homes, and we've new people that have joined us. So I just want to thank God this morning for that, and personally for the love and support that our church family have given to Martin and me and Matthew, and to all our families especially, over the last couple of weeks.
God bless you. Thank you. Would someone like to read this third verse for us, please? Amen. Let's sing that verse together, and the chorus twice, please. And I'd hate anybody to go home disappointed because you hadn't shared your testimony. There will be opportunity after we've sung the chorus the second time, after we've sung this verse. Thank you.
Thank you.
disappointed if you didn't give a word this morning. Right. God bless you.
Right, the salt is a herb pot, obviously, so I thought it was worth sharing again. And I was thanking Gemma and Jackie for last week's walks through Easter and to the cross.
Amen.
Do you know, I came in on Thursday with our grandsons. Well, one's quite lively, and the other's a bit more studious. So we had a look at them, and of course, first of all, they were more interested in the live candles. Amen. Thank you very much indeed. God bless you. We do pray for our young people. I've got a friend, those of you who aren't normally here, called Douglas. And I talk to Douglas, or I listen to Douglas quite a lot, because actually he speaks at my level that I can understand. And Douglas is here this morning. We're going to listen to him just now. He's going to be talking about Easter. We were going to sing a song with the young people, but Katrina's not here, so I do apologize. It was going to be an action chorus, and I'm old. And as you notice, I don't sing with the songsters, because I sing in the cracks between the various places. So let's just listen, shall we, now, as Douglas speaks to us about Easter. Thank you.
Jesus is alive! Hey guys, it's me again, Douglas. And so it's Easter right now, so that means there's all kinds of Easter stuff going on. You know, people are having Easter egg hunts, and there's chocolate bunnies, and people are, you know, dressing up fancy when they come to church on Easter Sunday. And all that stuff is fun, but I want to make sure that you know the real meaning of Easter, what we are celebrating. You see, as Christians, we celebrate that Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, came to earth to save us from our sins. He didn't come to the world to condemn us, but to save us. And he did that by living a perfect life and then dying for our sins, paying the penalty that we owed for our sins so that we could live forever with God in heaven and that we could have the Holy Spirit come and live inside of us. And if all Jesus did was just die for us, you know, that's a man worth following. That's still a big deal. But Jesus is not just a man. Jesus is God's only Son. Jesus is God. And he proved that by 3 days later rising again from the dead. And that's what we celebrate on Easter, you know, Jesus Christ dying for our sins, but then rising again from the dead. I wanted to recite for you this passage from the book of Matthew. And it says, "After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him and clasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" On Easter, we celebrate not just that Jesus died for us, but that he rose again from the dead. And when he rose again from the dead, he proved that he was telling the truth. He proved that he is God. And in rising from the dead, he conquered sin and death. And he did this for you and for me, so that we could be saved. So this Easter season, I sincerely hope that you will accept the free gift of salvation that Jesus paid for with his own life, and that you would remember the true meaning of Easter.
However old or young you are, if you take nothing else away from this meeting, take what Douglas has said with you. Easter is all about new life and having our sins forgiven. Now, for all the young people, there are some Easter eggs for you. You see Gemma there? At the end of the meeting, go and see Gemma, and she'll take you into the room and make sure you get an Easter egg. I decided not to give it to you now because I didn't want you to open it up and get told off by your mum or whoever's here looking after you. All I'm suggesting, if you get the egg, take it home and leave it until after you've had your dinner. Is that okay? Or I'll be in big trouble. Okay, thank you very much indeed. We're going to listen as the band play for us just now, Easter Morn. Thank you very much indeed for the ministry of everybody so far today. It has been much appreciated. The account of the resurrection is an interesting account, recorded in all of the Gospels. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27 and 28. In chapter 27, we discover that the Jewish leaders are fearful that Jesus' body is going to be seized by his disciples, and that there's going to be proclamation of his resurrection. And so they go to Pilate, and there are soldiers and a seal placed upon the tomb. Matthew's Gospel tells us that when the ladies go to the tomb, the angel announces that Jesus is not there, and that they go back and to tell his disciples that he will meet them in Galilee. We discover, as we read the various accounts, that there are different ladies going together. One account just tells us it's Mary Magdalene. Then there's another Mary. Then there's Salome. And there is Jasmine in Luke's Gospel. All these people, I find interesting that it was the women who get up to go to the tomb in order to anoint the body of Jesus. They were talking about how they were going to roll the stone away. Now, from my experience of being married for so long, is that if there's something needs to be done, and it requires me, my wife makes sure I know that I need to be up and out and ready to do what I need to do. So I find it amazing that there's no men in this account. They're back home, probably sulking and moaning, having a drink, talking and debating the events of the previous day. But here the ladies going to do the practical things. None of them expecting that Jesus was going to be alive. All been astounded when they find an empty tomb. Mary running back to tell Peter and the disciple who Jesus loves. And they run and they go and they see for themselves. And it's like they believed, but they didn't yet understand what had happened. There's an account where Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene herself. She mistakes him for the gardener and asks where they've taken the body. I think about the soldiers and thinking, I wonder what punishment they received because they hadn't fulfilled their duty. They wouldn't have just gotten off with being told off or being demoted. There would have been punishment that on their watch, what they had been assigned to do, they didn't do. You see, this resurrection, we cannot gloss over it. This event is what stands at the center of time. The prophets of the Old Testament looked forward to this moment in time when God would deal with man's sin and separation from him. And at Calvary, Jesus provides a way of allowing us access to Father God, bringing us back into a meaningful, loving, caring relationship. We're not deserted. We're not condemned. We're not isolated anymore. We have direct access to God the Father through Jesus Christ. And as the cartoon character said, in raising Jesus from the dead, God was saying to all of humanity, what Jesus said about God is true. What Jesus said about our sin is true. What he said about himself is true. And in rising to new life, What God is saying is all the claims of Jesus Christ can be true in your life and in my life today and every day that we live. That no matter what we've done wrong in our lives, how bad we feel about it, what others may think about it, God doesn't look at us with all our mistakes and failings, but he sees potential. Opportunity to start again, to try again, but not on our own, with his help. You see, Jesus, while he fed people, he healed people, he calmed the storms, he showed his power because he raised the dead. Jairus' daughter. When Jairus, the religious leader of his town, came to Jesus because his daughter was not well, he asked Jesus to come and to heal his daughter. But his servants came and said, "It's too late." Jesus said, "Let's go." Jesus turns situations around. It was in John's Gospel, we read the account where Jesus gets the message that his friend Lazarus is poorly. And he arrives 4 days late. And Lazarus is already in the tomb. You see, Jesus is not somebody you invite to a funeral service. Because he will always bring life where there is death. If we allow him to speak into situations, he will turn it around. So is there any area of your life where you feel dead? Unaware of the presence of God and the peace and the love of God? Jesus wants to speak into that situation, into your life and my life, into the places in this town and this county where there is death, hopelessness, despair. The Christian gospel is all about hope, love, reconciliation, new opportunities. Jesus, when he met his disciples on that first day of the week, when they were in the upper room, he came and he simply said, "Shalom. Peace be with you." He breathed upon them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Friends, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the hope of our world, even in this 21st century, with all its sophistication, where the world wants to crowd out and get the Christians to be silent. Even in Parliament today, there are plans that it will not be as easy for Christians to go onto the streets and to proclaim Jesus Christ, because it will offend some. Our forefathers fought for the right, for the gathering of men and women to proclaim Jesus Christ on the streets. They went faithfully out onto the streets to proclaim Jesus and saw lives transformed. Drunkards standing up, sober, lives being turned around, families being healed and restored. Yes, the resurrection is something to be celebrated. But if it remains just in this book, or in the book that you have upon your shelf or upon your knee this morning, it has no power unless the words become a living reality in your life and my life. You are the only Bible that some people will be reading. What impression of Jesus do people get from you and from me? Is he a Jesus they would really want to know? Has Jesus really transformed us? Do we have a heart, a desire to see people being saved? It's not how many people gather here. It's how the love of God is demonstrated and expressed in the place where you live and have your being. That's important. All these disciples went to the tomb not knowing what was happening. But in their encounter with Jesus, they began to realize that death, the separation from God, is not inevitable. That all can have the opportunity to know God personally. Not because of anything we have done, but because of what Jesus Christ has done and accomplished on our behalf. And all we have to do is simply come to him and accept his forgiveness and his love, receive his Holy Spirit, and begin to live as a Christian in the family of God here on earth. So this morning, on this resurrection morning, let's take a few moments, shall we, just to sit for ourselves before the Lord, to spend time with him. 506 in our Salvation Army songbook simply says, Lord, you know that we love you. You know our thoughts and intentions. Know the depth of devotion found in our lives today. If our love has weakened, if our fervour has waned, turn us, Lord, by your Spirit. Let us love with love unfeigned. Lord, you know that we love you. I cannot judge you, no right to. You're the servant of Jesus Christ, just like you've no right to judge me. What we are to do is to encourage, support, and encourage and help each other. Show the love of God to the world in which we live. And as we sing this song together, if it would be helpful to come and to use this place of prayer. If you bring something in your hand, we won't disturb you. If you don't, someone will come and ask if you want somebody to pray with you. If you want to kneel, or you want to come and stand at the cross, or you want to come and just stand, somebody will join you and pray with you. There's a lovely table here, a part of our midweek reflections, walk to the cross. There are some holding crosses and the Lord's Prayer. I invite you to take it. Opportunity to make your own prayer list of people that you would like to pray for in these days. So let's sing and let's just be responsive, not to me, but to the voice and the movement of God's Spirit in our lives this morning. Thank you. We stand on holy ground this morning. God is doing business. Lord, I pray for our brothers and sisters. Let's sing the first verse together again, shall we? God knows your heart. He knows your need. He knows your fears and your hopes. And in Jesus, he wants to embrace you and minister to you in these moments together. So let's sing the first verse and the chorus again, please. Thank you. And the chorus, please. Lift it up. Lord, you know. May you know the risen Lord Jesus Christ and love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit today and in the days that lie ahead to his honour and glory. Amen. Amen. I'm going to invite you to sit. I'm going to invite the band to play what would have been their closing arrangement, if that's okay. And I'm going to simply invite you, please, if you want to come, pick. Let's leave this room in silence this morning, can we? So there won't be any talking here. Let's leave it until we get out of the doors and into the community hall. Let that just be the sense of God's presence. And again, if God's talking to you and it will become helpful to come and use the place of prayer, simply come and somebody will come and join you. God bless you.